हम श्री गुरु श्री रूपानुगप्रवरम व्रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमन् पृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यनन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधरश्री सदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So first of all, I offer my Lord Pranams to the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to our entire Rupanakariya Guru Varga, to our Kapjins, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. So in the order of the Vaishnavas, try speaking a few words on Pavan Sarovar. So yesterday we heard about Vishabhanu Kund. So Pavan Sarovar is near Nandgaon. As you know, that place is like so holy, so auspicious. Nandgaon, and then there's Ter Kadam right there. And then between Nandgaon and Barsana, there are so many places there. There is Lalita Kund there. As we hear, Lalita Kund is the place where once Lalita Devi, she was making some garlands for Krishna. And then Narad Rishi, he came there. Then he saw Lalita Devi, she was trying one garland. And then she was seeing that, oh, this garland is not nice. And then she was trying another garland. And then Narad Rishi said, what if Krishna were to be here himself? Then you can place the garland on him and see if the garland fits him properly or not. And then when she placed the garland on him, immediately he called Radharani there, Narad Rishi. Then Radharani, when she saw this, said she was a little man. And then this way, anyhow, things were reconciled. So there is Lalita Kund. And then a little ahead is Yashoda Kund. So Yashoda Kund is also there. And then there is Hau Bilau, that place where once Krishna, he would not stop playing. So Yashoda Maiya, she looked at him and she said, if you don't come back quickly, and need something, then these two ghosts, Hau Bilau, will catch you. And Krishna immediately, he said, oh, how do they look like? Hau Bilau? And Yashoda Maiya, she made some facial expressions. Immediately, Krishna got so scared. Now, although he's God himself, Bhagavan himself, he got so scared of these two ghosts. He immediately ran and hid behind Yashoda Maiya's anchal. He sat on a lab, he hid behind her cloth, saying, oh, those two ghosts. So in this way, there is the Hau Bilau there also. And then there is Nandabaitak also there. So little ahead is Nandabaitak. So Nandabaitak is a place where everyone would sit there. All the Brajavasis, they would sit there and they would have so many discussions. So it was there that Nandababa, he was asked this question by the Brajavasis. They told him that your son is not ordinary. He has lifted Giriraj and also he has killed so many demons. So it must be that he may be God himself. It is not ordinary for, it is not possible for any ordinary boy to do all these things. So therefore, I think you must be a little careful while behaving with your son, they told Nanda Baba. But Nanda Baba, he was like, oh, I heard that the Vraja, the Gopas in Vrindavan, the Gopas in Rajmandal, their milk teeth do not come out until they're 90 years, he said. Which means now I'm seeing by my own eyes that all of you are still not matured. If he is God himself, if Krishna, my son, is God himself, will he speak lies? He's always speaking lies. Will he steal butter from the house of all the different Brajavasis? He goes to one house, to another house, he steals butter. And sometimes he carries my shoes on his head. He cannot even lift sometimes. And sometimes he gets angry if you don't give him something nice to eat. And then he starts crying. And sometimes when the gopis offer him some charge, he starts dancing for some laddu. So you're saying this boy is my son. You're saying this boy is God. I can never believe, he said. So this way he said, even if he lifted Kiriraj or Vishnu, no, Nanda and Yashoda, Maya, they would worship Saligram Shila. So it is said that, he said, Vishnu himself, my Prabhu, he entered into the body of Krishna. And it was he who lifted Giriraj, not Krishna himself. And same in regard to killing all the demons also. So in this way, they had many such discussions there in Nandabaitak. And then there's also Uddhav Kyari, right in front of Nandabaitak, where Uddhav, we had this discussion with the gopis there, where he saw all the gopis, he saw Srimati Radhika laying on a bed of flowers, how the roses, flowers had melted, had withered away because of the heat coming from Srimati Radhika's body, this heat of separation. And therefore, when Uddhav saw this, he was completely astonished. He was thinking, the gopis are the most beloved devotees of Krishna, but they're always crying. He said, what is the meaning of that? I cannot understand this prem, he said. They're always weeping in separation from him, and Krishna is not even returning from Mathura to Braj. How can this be? So unable to reconcile, he left. And he came back to Mathura. He said, I cannot reconcile this. How can such crying, weeping continuously be prem? So unable to reconcile, he came back. And then this way, there is Saket there also, little front, where Radha and Krishna would meet each other. Saket means hint. They would hint to each other and they would meet each other there. And then there's Prem Sarovar there, little front. As we know, that pastime where when Madhumangal chased the bumblebee away, Srimati Radhika thought, oh, Madhusudan has gone away, and immediately she fell unconscious in ecstasy. So this was the reason Krishna left Braj, saying, oh, she's feeling such separation. Radhika is feeling such separation. So if I were to not be here physically, then that would pacify her more. Because then I would appear as a spurti. And then on seeing me in a spurti, then her separation will be cold, alleviated. That's why he left. This is the real reason. Not that Kansa, he had to kill Kansa, so he had to leave Brajmandal. And then there's Barsana. So in this way, that place between Nandagaon and Barsana is so beautiful. So many places there, one after another, like every 200 meters, there's one Leela Sthali there. Every 200 meters. So many places to see there. And then, of course, there's Ter Kadam right there in front. Ter Kadam, Ashlishwar Mahadev. So in this way, when you go a little behind Nandagaon, there you'll find Pavan Sarovar. There's Choti Charan Pahadi, a little front where the footprints of Krishna are found. That is called Choti Charan Pahadi. Badi Charan Pahadi is in Kamyavan. That's a little far from there. There you can see the footprints of Krishna, his cows and his animals. That's a little far. That's in Kama. But Choti Charan Pahadi is right there. And even Brindakund. No. The temple of Vrinda Devi, her kunda is also right there, a little behind. So Pavan Sarovar is right there. So Pavan Sarovar. So Sarovar, we hear, no, we hear that the great grandson of Krishna, Vajranab, he established four Mahadevs, the deities of four Mahadevs, four Sarovars, and deities of Krishna in four places. That is Dauji, Govindaji, Keshavji, and Haridev. These four deities he established. And then he established Gopishwar Mahadev, Kameshwar Mahadev, Rangeshwar Mahadev, and Bhuteshwar Mahadev. And then he established the four Sarovars. Man Sarovar, Kusum Sarovar, Prem Sarovar, and Chandar Sarovar. But we don't hear Pavan Sarovar being one of them. So does that mean that Pavan Sarovar is any less than Man Sarovar, or Kusum Sarovar, or Chandar Sarovar, Prem Sarovar? No. Because in Pavan Sarovar, Krishna would bathe there along with all his sakhas, with all his cows. And after Krishna would go cowherding, Srimati Radhika would bathe there also, along with all her sakhis there. Pavan means what? Means to purify, to deliver. No. Pavan means to, like we sing, no, the Vrajvasis, they always sing, Pavan Radhe, Pavan Sham, Pavan Shri Vrindavan Dham. Means, it's it delivers one, this sarovar, just by having a bath there. Also, we hear that Pavan is actually the father of Vishakha Devi, Pavan Gop. So he was the one who built this sarovar, it is said. Anyhow, it is said that in this Pavan Sarovar, once Nanda Baba, he had a desire to bathe in Triveni Sangam, in Tirtharaj Prayag. No, Tirtharaj Prayag, there the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, they meet each other. There's a confluence of these three holy rivers. And this way, when he was thinking, I want to have a bath there, then what happened? As he was going there, he saw one person who was very black. No. But then as soon as he had a bath in Pavan Sarovar and he came out, he became very golden. So then he was thinking, how is this possible? And then he also saw that there were three very golden women. And they had just had a bath in Pavan Sarovar and they were like, they had dressed themselves and they were like sitting there, absorbed in meditation. So Nanda Baba was thinking, who are they? So then when he went and when he inquired, then he heard that that person who was previously black and then who became golden, he was Tirtharaj Prayag himself. So they say, because people are always going to Prayag, know they're having a bath there. You see, so even now when there's Ardha Kumbh Mela or Maha Kumbh Mela, so many people, lakhs of people, they go there and they have a bath. These Naga Babas, and then everyone, the smarter Brahmins, Karmis, Gyanis, Yogis, Tapasvis, everyone go there and they have a bath. So this way, when everyone has a bath there, you can imagine whatever sins they have collected throughout their entire lives, all those sins, they deposit there, in that place. Now, unless a pure devotee comes and blesses that Tirthasthali will be polluted by their sins. Therefore, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went there to Prayag. And Rupa Goswami, he was there. So many devotees of Mahaprabhu were there. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he went there. All his disciples, they went there. Param Gurudev stayed there for so many months with Swami Maharaj after he left Chaitanya Math, preaching there. So when the pure devotees go there, automatically all these sins go away. So now, when Prayagraj, when he had a bath in Pavan Sarovar, he told Nanda Baba that because of having a bath here, all these sinful, these sins that people left there, they all have been cleansed of all these sins now. And then those three ladies who had a bath there, they were none other than Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati. So even they're coming to have a bath there in Pavan Sarovar there. And then they said, by having bath here, we are also freed from all these sins that people have left behind in our waters. So this way, we have to understand that Brajmandal is not just a pilgrimage place. No. Like sometimes you see in India, people, they go on pilgrimage to Rameshwaram, Haridwar, Badrinath, Kedar, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kashi, Prayag, Gaya, all these places, no? They even go to Nepal, to have Darshan of Muktinath. They say all these are all pilgrimage places, Tirthasthalis. But what is Brajmandal? Is Brajmandal just another Tirthasthali? No, there's that nice history that Gurudev speaks about. Once Narad Rishi, he went to Tirtharaj Prayag and he said, oh, you're Tirtharaj. You're the king of all pilgrimage places. Am I right? He said. He said, yes, you are exactly right. I am the king of all pilgrimage places. He said, all the pilgrimage places, they come here to offer respects to me. No, all the pilgrimage places. But then Narad Rishi said, but does Brajmandal come here to offer you respect? And Tirtharaj Prayag, he thought for a while, he said, no, Brajmandal Dham does not come. So then how are you, Tirtharaj? Narad Rishi told him, you are not the king of all pilgrimage places then. So then Tirtharaj, he felt a little slighted. So then he thought, oh, Narad Rishi, what he said is true. Then Tirtharaj Prayag, he went to Krishna. And then he said, oh, you have made me Tirtharaj. But why doesn't Brajmandal Dham come to see me? He said. Everyone comes to see me except Brajmandal Dham. Why? So then Krishna told Tirtharaj Prayag that, oh, you are the king of all pilgrimage places. But are you the king of my heart? My house, he said. Brajmandal Dham is my heart. This is my personal abode. I have not made you the king of my personal abode, he said. So he was chastised by Krishna. Therefore, Brajmandal is not just another Tirthasthali. No, like even if you go to Bhuvaneshwar, near the Anantavasudev temple, there is Bindu Sarovar. Bindu Sarovar, there's a nice history regarding Bindu Sarovar. It is said that once Parvati Devi, when she came to Bhuvaneshwar, there she saw that the place was full of so many gardens, trees, that she became, that it reminded her of Vrindavan. And she became like a cowherd girl there, Gwalini. So when she was herding all the cows there, two demoniac brothers, they became very attracted to her, they became very lusty, they wanted to marry her. So then anyhow, they started approaching her. Then she thought, then she looked towards Lord Shiva. He said, protect me. Lord Shiva said, today I cannot protect you from these two demons. They're very powerful. They have some special benedictions. So then Parvati Devi, she looked at these two demons and she said, anyone who can carry me on their shoulders, I will become their wife. So this way, they tried lifting her, but none of them could. And then finally, both the brothers, they lifted her together. And then they placed one leg of Parvati Devi on one of their shoulders, the other leg on another shoulders. Then Parvati Devi, she became so heavy that immediately they were crushed under her weight. And she became known as Bhuvaneshwari. And Lord Shiva is known as Bhuvaneshwar. So then Parvati Devi, she told Lord Shiva that, because of this exertion, I feel very tired. I feel very thirsty. Can you give me some water? So then Lord Shiva, he called all the pilgrimage places from all over India. And he said, each of you should give one drop in this Sarovar here. So all the pilgrimage places, they came and they gave one drop there. And Bindu Sarovar was formed. Bindu means one drop. But the question asked is, did Brajmandal Dham come there? Like all the other pilgrimage places, and give one drop at there as well? Never. No, Brajmandal Dham is not just another Tirthasthali. The Brajmandal Dham did not come. All the other Tirthasthalis like Rameshwaram, Haridwar, Rishikesh, they all came there, but not Brajmandal Dham. So this way is very important to realize. It's not just another pilgrimage place. So this way, Nanda Baba, then he thought, what is the need for me to go to Triveni Sangam when I can just have a bath here? When Titraj, Prayag, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati themselves having a bath here, then why should I go there? So then he said, then he was having a bath there. So in this way we hear that there Krishna, he would have a bath and then he would play on his flute and then he would call all the cows from there. And this way, if you see, there's also Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir there, right there near Pavan Sarovar. Sanatana Goswami, as we know, he had Bhajan Kutis all over Brajmandal. Even in Gokul, he has Bhajan Kutir there. But unfortunately, now they made a temple of Durga Devi there, I think, in his Bhajan Kutir. And then he has Bhajan Kutir in Madan Mohan, in Govardhan, in all the other places of Braj. And he especially liked to stay there in Pavan Sarovar, remembering all these leelas there of Krishna. And we see so many Vaishnavas have their Bhajan Stalis there. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi is right there in Pavan Sarovar. Then we also hear, the Vaishnavas, they speak about Nimai Das Babaji, Adoksaj Das Babaji, and Dinbandhu Das Babaji Maharaj. All these disciples of Prabhupada, they also would reside there in Pavan Sarovar. And this way, some disciples of Bhakti Hridayi Ban Maharaj also, they have their Bhajan Stalis there. Like Rasikananda Ban Maharaj, I think he has his Bhajan Kutir there. And then right there is also the Bhajan Kutir of, I think, Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj also. His temple is right there. It is said that temple was looked after by Shrauti Maharaj. Bhakti Chakor Shrauti Maharaj, one disciple of Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj. So Shrauti Maharaj, when he opened this temple, he didn't have any money, nothing. So he told Gurudev in Mathura, saying, Maharaj, can you please come and inaugurate this temple? Then Gurudev said, yes. And then he called all the Mathuravasis, everyone. He himself arranged a bus, Gurudev. And he got all the devotees there and he himself inaugurated that temple there. So that temple is also there. And this way, that place is so auspicious, so holy. So many different leelas took place there in Pavan Sarovar right there. So this way, right now not much is coming to my mind now, but this way, just by going there and having a bath in that Sarovar, what is the meaning of a Sarovar or a Kunda? Gurudev says that whatever pastime that has taken place there has melted and taken the form of a Kunda, he said. Like if you go to any kunda in Brajmandal, any sarovar, it means that pastime that took place there has melted and has taken the form of a pond. So if you bathe in that pond, it means from head to toe, you're covering yourself in that pastime. And then one day, that pastime is bound to appear in your heart. If you're really faithful and have respect, it's bound to appear. So if one goes to Pavan Sarovar and he has a bath there, then all the leelas that took place are bound to appear in his heart. Surely, inevitably. So therefore, in this most auspicious place, we previously hear that during Vrajmandal Parikrama, Gurudev, you take all the devotees and stay there for three days each. 3 days here, 3 days there, 3 days there. And they speak so many different kathas there. So, as we know, I think even there's that pastime that when Radharani comes from Javat to cook in Nandagaon, I think in after cooking in Nandagaon, she goes to Pavan Sarovar and she has a bath there, I think, along with all her sakhis and manjaris there. This way. So, therefore, in this most auspicious place, so many leelas took place, we can only pray that we can have a glimpse of these wonderful pastimes. Vanchagavadur Vishaki Basane Raitana Bhani Vishnu Guru.
ॐ अज्ञानोतिमिरन्धस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकावैस्तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि श्री गौरभक्तवृंद जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पूरण हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपीकांत राधाकांत रमस्तुति तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करने सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्ट प्रदा गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तबिंद की जय ब्रजश्री मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती धरणी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय कात्यायनी व्रत समाप्ति दिवस की जय समवेत गौर भक्तबिंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि Now Katyayani Vrata last, like tomorrow will be complete. This Nanda Bhavan nearby, Jogmaya Devi, Bhagavati Purnamasi Devi is once ashram bhajan kuti. She is Nanda Baba is Nandagram, then she is staying in this ashram. And sometime Nanda Baba is Gokul Mahavan, then she is staying in nearby Brahmanda Ghat. Also, Srimati Radharani is Father Vishwanand Maharaj and Nanda Baba has very good friendship, close to them. Dwapara Vishwanand Maharaj also inviting Bhagavati, Gaurinamasi. She is helping. But mostly, she is everybody's helping time. She is giving, she is Guru, she is Acharya. She is not giving mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. She is not giving mantra, this Varahadev Nrisimhadev. She never giving like this mantra. Her mantra all time is Swarup Shakti Alladini Shaktis, followers. Krishna mantra, ya Ram mantra, ya Nrisimha mantra, Vishnu, all Paratattva, their mantra not giving. She know any god, this with the mantra chanting, then God is what giving. He has opulence. He has dharma artha kam mukhya. But his love is giving, bhagat prem giving, he never giving. Why unqualified people living in it very small, ignorance, all time is doubtful, hopeless. How they are with making loveful relation? But the jivas, who making qualified? Lord Narayan coming, sending Chakra Sudarshan. Hey, killing. Was killing. Then after, who is making qualified and purifying? Lord Ram throwing arrow, shooting and killing. Bas, all Vishnu, Tattva, Krishna going Kurukshetra, Mahabharata. Not only Shishupal, Dantavakra, many demons, Jarasandha, anybody, Kansa, everybody is killing only. But not possible changing anybody. This is very problems. Therefore, Bhagavati, she never giving this Krishna mantra, no Krishna Gayatri. Never giving. She is giving this. First to end. How can you crossing this Maya? Otherwise, God giving any boon, any bliss, then this is will be ourselves is big weight, upadhi, like is any opulence giving, any boon giving, then all are will be frauds. Why? God has any things, God thinks he is very powerful. The jiva has no platform. They cannot carry. Until mukti giving, then five types of mukti. One sadhijya, samipya, salakya, sarupya, sasti. So these five types of mukti, sarupya like Krishna Narayan Swarup, four arms everybody's. Everybody is Sankachakar Gada Padma. Bah. Now big problem. All are Narayan. Namo Narayan. No jiva more. This is called mukti. On Salukya, nearby. But same as it is, Narayan Vaikuntha, or planet has everybody rich. Nice, powerful. Shasti, Asarjya, opulence, Sarupya, Salukya, Samipya, Sadhujya, Sadhujya, Brahma Sadhujya, all are entering this Brahma. Now they are Brahma. Sarvam Kalidam Brahma. But Bhaktajar not taking this. Diyamanam Nagrinanti Vinamat Sivanam Jana. Bhaktajar never accepting this mukti. Mukti heto unnatharupam sorupena babasthiti. Mukti meaning is mo mukti ko kundap. Kushit, any dirty things to cleaning, anandam pradayati, it is mukunda, is everything removing after giving this surup siddhi. But Swarup Siddhi giving time, he is very carefully, he is sending his own family, meaning friends, they are nearby. They are teaching and all time, take care of them carefully and making them trained and qualified, and then possible they serving God. Then God near to, not will be separate. Otherwise problem, I am getting mukti after any opulence, anything is coming my near, then that things with which I am staying, I am not even nearby God. God with is not staying. Like Guru has many disciples and followers. Guru giving some temple, ashram, or some service, or some responsibility, something giving. Then they are taking, they are going distance. After that thing too will be involved, not possible coming back. This is also one type of maya. Therefore, Bhuktum Thakur is teaching, praying, oh, kripa kari maya jal uthai jakhon, aankhi dekhe subishal chunmay bhavan. This maya devi is net inside is already arrested. Take out this maya devi's net and open, crossing maya, then looking this spiritual world. But there I am going, then no I have training, no I have any guardian authority, not take care then. Therefore, Bhagavati Purnamasi Devi, sadhaka, sadhana siddha, how took shelter in Nitya Siddha's near and following their footstep, everything is her arrangement. She is Brajmandal, not only spiritual world, everywhere she is eternal world, for she is Guru, she is Acharya. So she is staying in nearby Nanda Bhavan. Krishna, all Leela, where, how, when, will be everything correct and running, everything she is arranging, her arrangement. So this Brajmandal, Nanda Baba, and his brothers, his father, Parjana Rishi, after their grand-grandfathers, everybody, this like love for this Brajmandal. Why? Bhagavati Purnamasi, she is came and protecting all, helping all, teaching all. How will be nearby God? God service for you will be like expert. God near to anything is taking, then you going distance to God. But you near anything, you all things A to Z using for God's service. You have any energy, you have any desire, everything you offering and serving, using. So Brajmandal, everybody tent by Jogmaya's mercy. So this Jogmaya Devi center is Varsana Nandagam, between middle like places nearby Nandagram, Jogmaya Devi's place, permanent place. She is continuous staying there. But she is going Brajmandal everywhere. Vrindavan, she is coming, but she is going everywhere, but staying there. So now, Nanda Baba, Brajavasi is with his, all time is staying, and morning, evening, nice, there is Sankirtanam program. Sometime, Nanda Baitak, any deep program, then meeting hall, assembly like Nanda Baitak, they are meeting. And sometime Chote Batyan, Bada Batyan, sometime Ter Kadam, Nandabag, anytime any discussion coming. तो नाउ बिफोर इज पर्जन ऋषि सीज नंद बाबा हैज नो सन देन ही इज ऑल टाइम इज डूइंग तपस्या यज्ञ दान व्रत मेनी थिंग्स ही इज डूइंग वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग तपस्या व्हेन नंद हैज नो सन ही इज टेलिंग ओके नंद सन इज बॉर्न आई एम गोइंग केदारनाथ बद्रीनाथ आई एम गोइंग गंगोत्री यमुनोत्री बैदिंग देयर फर्स्ट समटाइम ही इज प्रॉमिस ओके आई एम गोइंग प्रयागराज बेनीमाधव दे आर कल्पवास वन मंथ आई एम स्टेइंग दे आर एम अगस्त स्नान नाउ सून कमिंग 15 जनवरी टू 15 फेब्रुवरी कोल्ड विंटर सीजन अर्ली मॉर्निंग बैथिंग एंड कंप्लीट डे फास्टिंग एंड चेंटिंग मंत्र एंड प्रीजिंग गॉड बेनीमाधव देन ही इज गिविंग मी तीर्थराज वन सन ऑफ नंद And he is sometimes telling, no, I am going Kedarnath near, I am praying Kedarnath near. Sometimes he says, no, I am going Badrinarayan near. He is all time, no children, that he has very big tension. But Nanda has no tension. Yashoda has no tension. They are very free from everything. Why? Anybody asking, Rishi Maharshi, you like children, son? Say, no. No, like, why? Say, my nearest son is coming, I will be busy and my will be attached within the son and children, then I am forgetting God. When serving Rishi Maharshi, my love is spreading then, love is dividing then. No need son, no need any children. But Parjana Rishi, he is doing tapasya. One time, he is inviting all Rishi Maharshi, Brajamandal, like Sandila Rishi, Bhaguli Rishi, Gargacharya, yeah, Dattatreya, Parasar, Jagyavalka, Durvasa, this, all Rishis is inviting. Now, morning time, looking, Nanda Bhavan, many Rishi Maharshi, all are coming. Bhagavati Purnamasi, she know how managing everything. Therefore, Sri Nanda, any Rishi Maharshi Brahmin, Guru, Devata come, first is washing their feet, giving seat, and nice chandan, sandal pasting, giving flower garland, cloth, dress, and glorify, offering pranam, and then giving them prasadam. And then they will be happy and pleased and give you bliss. So all Rishi Maharshi came, Nanda Baba arranging what? Washing feet. No, like this, what are throwing? Now what doing? Telling, hey, washing feet, any Guru Vaishnava, now this process is gone. Disappears. Before, no, like this. All are Mathura, Gurudev coming anywhere to washing feet. I mean, Bhakti Purimaya's temple, Vishakhapatnam, sometime, they are every early morning, after Mangal Arati, they going for Guru Puja. They are washing feet, doing Arati, and offering garland, and offering sitting nearby and praying Guru Stuti, Shastra is how many pray they are doing. Without Guru Bhoga Prasadam in not taking, Charanamrita, nothing taking, no brahmachari. I am sometimes Akachakra Birbhum, they are nearby one, Goliamat. Afternoon time I am gone there with many devotee brahmacharis. And they are Prasadam time. First they distributing Guru Charanamrita, then Krishna Charanamrita, then Guru Prasadam, then giving Krishna Prasadam. Otherwise nothing giving. Say no. So this etiquette, Nanda Baba, first time, he is by Jogmaya Purnamasi Bhagavati's order, all this is giving nice and sweet. And after washing feet, Yashoda Mata came. She is arranging everything. Nice silver, gold pots. And no, like this. Everywhere, everybody's feet is washing and one pot inside is putting. No. Many, many things. And washing feet and taking Charanamrita. And after, nice oil massaging, giving this kumkum kesar and haridra, chandan. After the giving tilak and pushpanjali and nice rishmi silken cloth. All are for chador, turban, everything giving. Brahmins are, rishis are very happy. Jogmadevi telling, Nanda, bhajan is not possible, tapasya not possible. Therefore, Nandasana Krishna also following this everything. Krishna also, in Rasya Yajna Yudhishthira starting, Krishna saying, Maharaj Yudhishthira, you are inviting me, but you give me some seva service. See, everything is your. Your happiness for everything doing, your pleasures for. So, no. You give me service. So, as your choice, you take any things, yes. Anybody coming, yogya is for, I am washing all our feet. You give permission? Say, Prabhu, you are kartum akartum innatha kartum, saishwara. You are achinta. What are you doing, you know. I don't know anything. Then Krishna arranging, Maharaj Yudhishthira near giving order. All king, prince, rishi, maharshi, brahmin, any demigods, anybody coming, Krishna in gate, seat is giving, all are washing feet. All Charanamrita is sprinkling. He know why Nanda Baba, everything teaching. And our generation now, any Guru Varga, any Vaishnava, until taking Diksha Harinam, then also not the washing Guru's feet. Not taking Guru Arati, no. Then mantra, how working? Many person telling, my mind is very restless. Oh, not possible. I'm chanting mantra, Gayatri. I can't do anything. But what are you doing? You worshipping, God is very far. But you nearby, not demigod, not semi-god. God represented is not God near and dearest, beloved. Guru Varga, Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavat, they are giving mantra, or like businessman, shopkeeper, going, giving him some money, some respectful things. Okay, you give me. I give you money, you give me fruits. Now going, no respect, offering, no pranam also. Bas, going, you give me mantra. Bas, business. Like market, visiting market, buying something and coming. This is not these two easy things. This Krishna Mantra and Krishna Gayatri, I'm taking after working, never. Why? No respect. No faith, no love. Then how is seed is planting and sprouting? Who take care? Who watering? No relation. So now, Nanda Baba, by Jogmayadev's mercy, everybody is washing feet. This water flow, then where going? Halt, stop. Then asking Jogmaya, Pundamasi, Bhagavati, you are our guru, acharya, everything, you give me instruction, where putting all. Otherwise, this is not throwing like this. Now, washing also somebody, then little bit starching and sprinkling, one drop taking, other all throwing in drain. God Charanamrita thing, throwing in drain, not taking. But never. Drinking nice water. Charanamrita, why I'm taking? This is, filter. also filter than is dirty, mix in many things, I will be sick. All time I am health, body builder, I am health with this, I am going hell. This is called health. Only hell going for, journey for this one is giving. 24 hours serving this one, take care this one, make it bulletproof. Gandhar. Forever this one is serving and carrying. Nanda Baba asking. Otherwise, anywhere throwing, how much offense? Then telling Bhagavati, nearby one kunda, very small. Nanda Baba's chhas kunda, dahi kunda, ghee kunda, mani dugdha kunda, mani milk for one lake, buttermilk for another lake, and butter for another lake. Like you go in Nadvara Sinadji, he has this ghee, butter for one big well. And there are two pipe which is going in kitchen. Well to the pulling and putting, and what? And pipeline going kitchen. All cooking. Day and night to cooking. So how much ghee is there? So Nanda Baba has many kunda. So Jogmaya telling, this will be this all sadhu, bhaktas or charanamrita kunda. Then say charanamrita kunda, Govardhan has many places. So what is giving name? So this is pavan, pavitra tirtha kunda, pavitra. All pavan meanings, everything removing, there you are bathing, this is drinking. Krishna says, bah, very good things. I am swimming, I am bathing, I am drinking. And what happened? Krishna's Nanda was near many cow. Sometimes they old, yes, sick. Then Krishna says, Baba, this pavan sarovar water is taking my cows. They are getting good health. Very nice. Also, then I am also bathing. Nanda was Jasoda every day bringing water, carrying and bathing in Nanda Bhavan. Krishna said, no, no, Baba, this water is very auspicious. Then Nanda Baba, one day telling this story. Previous time, before, many, you were born before, this kunda, only making this sadhus charanamrita with this. And their abhishek water. This water is holy water. And this water has all power. Cows are drinking, cows healthy. Man, woman, children, sick, weak. Then Krishna, I am weak. I am not good health. I am going. I am bathing. Then just the mother say, you are two kids, small one. No, I am going. Krishna going and jumping. But he don't know swimming. But he cannot come out. Then Nanda Baba has very fear. He's gone down, not coming out. He don't know swimming. He's jumping. But all Brajavasi came. Oh, Krishna is now he's gone where? On inside water. But little later Krishna is come back, he's floating. Oh, very good health and very nice color, shining. Before he ash color. But now is black, meaning shining black color. Now no like African. No other country. Black meaning is not blackberry. No Malaysia. This black is red, all shining, like sun rising early morning, more shining. Very nice. Now Krishna says, I am every day bathing. Every day I am going swimming. After some time, Nanda Baba, his Rishi Maharshi is discussing. Now, Kumbha Mela coming, Prayagraj, then Kalpavas, all Brajavasis are going within bull car, food stop, and they are making any straw hut and going there 1 month, staying there, every day bathing, giving charity, and doing Nam Kirtan Yajna, my father is promised before. Then asking Krishna, you also coming? Krishna say, yes, but tomorrow talking. Evening time, Nanda Baba gone, Pavan Sarovar near. He is looking, many persons is came. They are bathing is Pavan Sarovar and coming out, there is dust, Brajadhuli, they are rolling. And after going bathing, after coming in then rolling and smearing, after going bathing, no, see these bhagal crazy people bathing and coming and out and all dust is smearing in body, after next is bathing. Then Nanda Baba asking, why you are doing like this? Who are you? To one person say, I am Tirtharaj Prayag. One person say, I am Kedarnath. I am Badrinath. I am this Dharmaraj. I am this and that. All are giving own name and identity. So why doing like this? See, million life, million crore life, all are distance to God. No love for God. Why God giving responsibility and post and position? All are very proud. Ego. This ego now making distance and far away to God. Never thinking, I am serving God. You are how much lucky early morning to serving God. You have too much love and affection, overpower love. How are all our Brajavasis early morning to, without Krishna they don't know anything. And Krishna service for night and day are they thinking and everything is arranging and doing. And all are not doing anything. Only was duty. Hell. Some jail, some prison, some this and that. Heaven, oven. You know, heaven, oven. Inside oven, like this. So this all are is making all are crazy, pagal. This dust is smearing in his body. Then all removing, no, love. Coming. Here is all pure Brajavasis feet dust. Also bathing, then is all cleaning, purifying, going. Why? Brahma Dravattam. This water going body inside everywhere. Drinking, then going stomach, but outside body not is coming. But body is bathing, then all drinking. All one part is many million called soul. All are getting pure person. After all are doing tapasyat, when this dust is helping us, making like dust, Brajabhumis, and Krishna Seva for continue, permanent, getting this permission and great love. Now, Nanda Baba looking and talking with everybody. All are glorifying Nanda Baba. Telling, no need going far away to here. Nanda Baba is saying, yes, Krishna arrangement, everything. Oh, giving darshan, all holy tirtha, all over world, all are king. Na pavan sarovar, more pavan. Pavan, God holy name. Pavan, God holy lila. Pavan tirtha, only present is Nanda Baba. After he is looking next side, many goddesses, very bright and light, nice, fair. Oh, they are also like doing this. Bathing and rolling, dust smearing, after bathing, after doing tapasya. Why? Nanda Baba's mercies for the waiting. Telling Bhagavad Vidya, Bhagavata, Tirthibhuta, Swayam Prabhu, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani, Santastina Godabrita. All holy Tirtha where? Gangar Parasoile Pashyate Pavan, Darshane Pavitra Karo Itumar Gun. Godabrita, Sadhu's heart has Bhakta's heart has God's center, God playing place. They are anywhere going, helping, purifying, cleaning, everybody's, everything. Nanda Baba surprised. All are praying and worshipping. Nanda Baba, you give me darshan. Please, you give me some mercy. Nanda Baba surprised. Evening time, Krishna came, Gocharan too, then asking, Baba, tomorrow going? Say no. Why not? See, all are came here and give me darshan and telling. All are collecting only anartha and false ego, prides and sins and all people, offense, all are washing and giving us. All are now very dirty. How can cleaning and purifying? All are came this holy place, Pavan Sarovar, cleaning, purifying for and getting for humility. Nothing more. And Braja Seva, Krishna Seva, Braja Vasis, mercies for. So, why going here and there? Krishna says, yes, Baba, I am also there for there every day bathing and swimming. I am very happy. But this Charanamrita, all are his faith for Guru Vaishnavas, thinking, Nije hale Narayan kare kare nibedan. I am God and Lord, I am Narayan, Aham Brahmasmi. Why am I worshipping any other and respecting? This nonsense idea making people crazy. I am qualified. I know everything. I am understanding. How am I respecting any other? All are respecting me. I am bona fide. I am divine. This proud is coming. This is causeless anartha. Useless, not causeless anartha. All time collecting. But everything, chanting, reading, after doing sadhana, I will be more humble, more sweet, more helpful? No. Like one building. Before small, now growing, 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 100 stories. Now this building is very strong. But you breaking, then also, then you're making soft and sweet. But one tree is all time collecting this nectar. And him bigger, bigger making, but fruit is very sweet. And helpful for everybody. His tree trunk, everything is helpful. So our body, mind, our nature, our etiquette, our culture, our behavior, everything will be sweet for everybody? No, God's service for God happiness for. Though this holy tirtha, Brajadham, Gurudev telling all time, every year, every moment, every day, nitya seva. This is called Siddha Pranali. I am every day by mind going my birthplace, my mom, my daddy, my uncle, my beloved lover, many friends with which I am every moment going and meeting. But I am every moment going, this Brajadham, holy dham, holy place, desire, then how can I will be pure? I am staying Brajadham, but all time message coming. All time, my near is lot of balance. Also I am forget, but I am remembering this holy places all, serving, then how can I am crossing Maya? So this Brajadham, like yesterday hearing this Vishwanu Khor, Gurudev is Brajamandal Parikrama, he is writing little bit, but is every year he is going Parikrama and every place he is speaking Harikatha, until 50, 60 years. And last time also he is telling, I am going. Every year, every places I am going. They are every day going, every moment they are, but they are practicing real and teaching. Our sadhana, will be successful. Real fruit, how collecting? Therefore, all Brajamandal, Brajavasis, all places going holy place. Also, Sadhuguru Vaishnavas respecting, everybody worshipping, everybody offering Pushpanjali, offering pranam. Kayena, Vacha, Manasa. With body, with mind, with his own desire. Otherwise, what sadhana? Only chanting mantra and chanting Gayatri, after Siddhi coming, also Siddhi Navaniddhi coming, but Bhakti not coming. And this, Nitya Lila, remembering holy places, every day going and praying and crying, then sweetness coming, humility coming, and relationship coming. Service tendency and mood is increasing. So today is hearing, tomorrow, morning time, going Jamuna, possible bathing, and there is praying Kaityani Devi is near, she is eternal Brajamandal, all time present. Bhoma Vrindavan, she is present. She is giving this mantra. She is giving advice, good advice. She is our guardian authority. She is helping Shiv Thakur. She is helping Brahma. She is helping everybody. But all are praying her near. Then she is continue our take responsibility. Therefore, tomorrow, last of day, going and worshipping. Next program now coming, Prabhupada Sahasrara Thakur disappears day, Gurudev disappears day, my Guru Maharaj Centennial appears day. Many program is now coming. So all are carefully, everything is following. Any Vaishnava Bhakta coming, respecting, try to serving them, helping them, sweet talking, not hiding in room. Many Sadhu Vaishnava coming, without any condition, without anything, they are mercifully coming, giving darshan. Where to coming, who is coming, who know. Therefore, with humble mood with this. Also here present, any bhakta devotee, each other respecting, not abusing, not hating, not jealousy, no heart burnt, then is bhakti not coming. You're doing sadhana, then Krishna giving siddhi and sending and very far away. Go, no need more here. Brajavasi like, Brajavasi janadishu. Tadbhava lipsuna karjam brajala konu sarato. How is Brajavasi are doing? But this is only possible Bhagavati, Purnamasi, Jogmaya Devi's mercy and her care. Other independent people for no friends, no guardian, no authority. Independent. God also not take care. Only take care Dharmaraj, Yamaraj. He is take care. Palaite patanai jamase piche. Where going, where running? Yamaraj soldiers are all time going behind. Sending past his dog, you know. Dog is his spy. And soldiers, armies. Why he is eating toilet? So he is Jammara spy. He is coming fast. Dog with his will be very loud. Dog is coming bed and stoking, combing and giving food, milk and food stuff. But God with his no relation. God for not doing. Dog for doing. Going hell, therefore dog is then biting. And oh, you are giving milk, now no giving? And now I am eating your meat. But Krishna Seva for no time. Carefully. Everything doing Brajavasi is under guidance. But who is giving brain? But only Bhagavati. So today is now here of tomorrow next hearing. Gaur Pramanande.
Да, да, конечно.